Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, joins us, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We speculate about the vice presidential selection. We reflect on Super Tuesday and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member if you would like to ask us questions and be part of exclusive members-only content. Listen to all of our episodes advertiser-free. Members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Joining us now is a great friend and great American, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka, welcome to the program. Your initial thoughts of the triumph that was Super Tuesday?
Well, if you look at the trend lines, Charlie, great to be back. Of the prior six primaries or caucuses, this is what we should have expected. When you're blowing Democrat records out of the water in Democrat states like New Hampshire, of course you're going to have this result. I'm just glad Nikki Haley, funded by the likes of Reid Hoffman, has decided to concede. Although I will note, Charlie, she didn't have the grace of Ron DeSantis in her surrender speech to endorse President Trump, the man that America wants back in the White House. Even Mitch McConnell, the arch rhino, endorsed President Trump today. But I guess that was too much for her to do.
So, Dr. Gorka, you have a very important piece framing Trump as a dissident. Tell us about it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, the president's speech at CPAC just over a week ago was perhaps, it was his best CPAC speech, but it may be one of his most significant speeches as president or former president. Why? Because, look, it was fun because he spent the first 20 minutes on prompter. And then he said, this is boring. And then he spent the next hour telling amazing stories about flying into Baghdad with no lights on Air Force One, no lights on the runway, how he dealt with Mexico, how he got Mexico to spend to send tens of thousands of troops to the border. Those stories were hilarious, even for somebody like me who's heard them all before. But the beginning of the speech, he used two phrases that were chosen for their geopolitical and historic significance. He spoke of himself as a political dissident, and he spoke of America as a captive nation. You're a young chap, but for those of us who grew up, had our formative years in the Cold War, these are very important phrases. Eisenhower first used the phrase captive nation to describe all those captured under Marxism behind the Iron Curtain. And then when he called himself a political dissident, that's not hyperbole. Remember, this man, who doesn't need to run for office again, has been an incredibly successful individual in the private sector. He's running again. And what have they done to him in the last 3 years, Charlie? He's now facing 730 years in prison. 730 years in prison. That's what they do to political dissidents in Venezuela, in North Korea, in Cuba. It's happening here in America. And that's why I wrote that piece for my Substack, to kind of focus the mind of the stakes in November. We are 8 months away, and we've heard it all before. You know, every 2 years, this election is the most important one in your lifetime. Well, guess what? This time it's real. If they lower the voting age to 16, if the Democrats get to redistrict the nation, if they pack the Supreme Court, you can kiss the Republic away. It's that simple. And I think the results of the primaries tell you that a lot of Americans are waking up to that reality, Charlie.
What can we learn from other dissidents that have been successful to incorporate into our movement. Because if we're honest, Dr. Gorka, he is a dissident, but it's a movement of dissidents. We're dissidents in our own country. And I love this framing. I've said it for quite some time. And there's a black pill in this that I want to explore with you. But first, let's just address this. What are best practices, approaches, methodologies that we can all incorporate as we think of ourselves as dissidents?
Yeah, three things, and you know these well because you do it, you know, with Turning Point and every day with your show. Number one, you must cleave to the truth. If you find yourself censoring yourself, about to say something in public around the water cooler at the barbecue, and you say, what are they going to think about me if I tell this thing that's true? That's when you realize you have to say it even louder. You don't have to get preachy. You don't have to get a soapbox. When somebody says, well, the border's great, or Joe Biden's just fine, or, you know, it's really the Republicans who've made sure that we don't have a border, you have to tell the truth. It's absolutely critical that you tell the truth. Secondly, you have to get engaged. Look, Charlie, you know my wife, Katie. Katie detests politics because she's sane. Where was she yesterday? She left the house at 4 a.m. and she came home at 10 p.m. Why? Because she was the chief election officer of our district in Virginia. She is committed to making sure we don't have a stolen election. Likewise, she ran for local office. She failed the first time. She won the second time. Now she's running for the county chair in Fairfax because she doesn't want rhinos to be in that position. So if my wife, Katie, can get engaged politically, nobody has an excuse. And then lastly, this is the one that is a little bit finessed. I'm quite angry. I mean, God bless him for everything else he does, but I'm quite angry at Ben Shapiro for one phrase that he popularized when he said, remember, he built his career on facts don't care about your feelings. Okay, Ben, that's true, but it's irrelevant because feelings matter. And the left knows how to communicate with emotional intelligence, right? We're the nasty capitalists. We don't care. The left are the people who are empathetic. The people who are okay with 60% of the women being trapped across the southern border being raped, according to UN statistics. So we have to understand how to communicate our factual truth, but at an emotional level. And that takes a little bit of nuance. It's something we have to win over the middle. We're never going to win over the rhinos, right? The 1,200 rhinos who voted for Nikki Haley in the District of Columbia, don't waste your time on them. But the undecideds, the independents, the relatives who wouldn't vote or aren't interested in voting, we have to bring them in, but with emotional messages. Sympathetic, empathetic messages that bring them to the objective truth. The left denies objective truth. Objective truth is what we believe in, but we have to communicate it in a way that opens people's hearts, not just their minds.
So, Dr. Gorka, part of the issue with the framing of the dissident, the pushback I get, is people say, I'm not a dissident. I'm still in the majority of this country, that we own the country and that we are. They're wrong. We don't control the CIA, the FBI, Google, Goldman Sachs, Facebook, the intel agencies, Hollywood. How do you respond to that, to great patriots that, quite honestly, are living in happy denial whenever I tell them that they have to think like a dissident?
Great, great point. So just take Donald Trump out of the equation. Take Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, and people who are, you know, facing the wrath of a politicized FBI, DOJ, and the courts. Just take them out of the equation. Talk about average Americans. Talk about Mark Houck, who is the pro-life preacher who protects his 12-year-old son from a lunatic outside of Planned Parenthood, has that misdemeanor assault charge dropped in a district court, and then 4 months later, at gunpoint, has his home raided by the FBI as his seven children are screaming, don't shoot our father, right? That's just, you know, an average individual. Or what about the five pro-life activists who are praying at an abortion clinic and are facing 11 years in prison because of charges brought under the FACE Act? Or if you're not, you know, if you're not a pro-life activist, okay, how about this? We have sworn congressional testimony from federal police, from the FISA courts, that 250,000 Americans were subject to illegal surveillance, warrantless surveillance, simply because they supported President Trump. That's not me. That's not you. That's not President Trump. That's just the average Americans. Or what about this? I was with Mike Flynn a couple of days ago in Texas. When General Flynn's wife has her credit card canceled by Bank of America because she's married to Mike Flynn, that can happen to anybody. So people need to wake up. When a state, when one party believes that they can use the organs of the intelligence community, the Department of Justice, the FBI, as their own political weapon system, any American can be the target.
After a long day, no one wants to spend an hour in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? No, not takeout. I'm talking juicy steaks, succulent chicken or fish, and healthy grilled veggies cooked on your own Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire grills are the hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. And that heat locks in juices and flavors and grills your food faster. A veteran-owned, multi-generational family business, each Solaire grill is made in America out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel. It may be the last grill you'll ever need to buy. It's an incredible product. Visit besthotgrill.com, that is besthotgrill.com, for their free guide on how to choose the right infrared grill for apartment balconies to backyard entertainment areas. That is besthotgrill.com. With a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, you'll want to grill every day. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. That is besthotgrill.com. Dr. Gorka, I'm not sure how you're going to answer this. How are you looking at the vice presidential selection? Who do you like? Who do you think would be a mistake? Your thoughts, Dr. Gorka.
Okay, you put me in a tough position right now, Charlie.
Right out of the gate. Come on, you host a radio show. Like, come on, you got to be on your feet.
No. I know who it is. I know who the president's chosen, and I've been sworn to secrecy. The interesting thing is, it's an amazing choice. It's somebody nobody's talking about. The president, of course, has the prerogative to change his mind. Until I found out, I loved the idea of somebody like Byron Donalds. I think he'd be a rock star. Carrie Lake, even Tim Scott. But at the end of the day, and I think you'll agree with me, Charlie, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be such a choice, a binary choice between light and darkness, between getting back to a secure and prosperous America and the destruction of America under Biden or Newsom or whoever it is. I don't really think anybody goes into that voting booth thinking, well, I'm going to vote for Biden because of his Veep or President Trump because of his Veep. I do have one request or one, you know, thing I would like to see happen. I don't want the usual vice president. I don't want somebody who goes to the state funerals the president doesn't want to go to. I want a real vice president who's going to have a job. Like, you know, if it's Vivek, tell Vivek to drain the swamp, to, you know, dismantle the CIA and the FBI. Somebody who can actually get stuff done. That's what I want from the vice president pick. But at the moment, my lips are sealed.
So it's not somebody that we're thinking of? And
No, it's not. It's somebody who's proven himself in Congress, but that's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay. Let's see. We'll find out.
I'll text you afterwards. All right.
Fair enough. So, Dr. Gorka, your biggest concern heading into November that you think the movement needs to address? Just think about threat analysis.
Well, if it's the movement, it's people not engaging. You know, you and I, we go to lots of events. We meet people. The most common comment I get is it going to be okay? Are we going to win? And I get quite curt with people and brusque. And I say, what do you mean? Is it going to be okay? What are you going to do about it? So I want everybody who listens to your show, watches your show, supports Turning Point USA, I want them to ask themselves, you know, not only what are they going to do to glorify God every day, what are they going to do for the next 8 months to save the Republic? So I want the movement to be a movement so that we save America together, whether you're a poll watcher, whether you're knocking on doors. My wife's team for the last election in Virginia knocked on 18,000 doors. If she can do it, anyone can. So there's that. The bigger picture, the thing that really keeps me awake at night, And I'll be brutally honest. I said this when I was in the White House. I said it after we left. The bench. We need to fill 4,000 positions. And I don't know if we've got 400 positions of people who are prepared to do what it takes. Why? My friend Chris Plant, who has the morning show here in D.C., he points out one of the greatest successes of the left, Charlie, in the last 20 years is to make sure that decent patriots would never consider working in a Republican White House, or and especially a Trump administration. You're so disincentivized. They come after the individual. They come after his family, his children. I had one journalist, one scumbag journalist, when I was deputy to the president, write a headline about my 18-year-old high school-age son with his name, calling him a traitor in the headline. Why would a sane person decide to step in that arena? So I want us to all be part of the victory for the next 8 months, and I want us to have the tightest personnel system out there. We can't have traitors inside the system like General Kelly, like you know, the people who undermined us on the inside. We need this to be a tight, tight ship of patriots who want to exercise the mandate of the American people as given to President Trump. So let's win it first. And then, as Reagan taught us, personnel is policy, right, Charlie?
That's right. Dr. Gorka, excellent work. Anything you want to plug? Podcast, obviously, your three-hour show, book, anything you want?
Right. Well, we're colleagues at Salem, so you can listen to the show every day, 3 to 6 Eastern. The Substack, where I have those new articles about President Trump, is my whole name, is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. My latest book is The War for America's Soul, with an exclusive interview with the president. And all of that is on my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And if you're not doing anything on July 4th, join us for our Patriots Alaska Cruise. It's going to be just hundreds of patriots in the most beautiful state of the union, sebgorka.com. Click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise.
Very good. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you, Charlie.
Folks, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship, and they wonder how a strong sense of citizenship might be revived. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College have produced a free online course on this topic, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Taught by historian Victor Davis Hanson, the course traces the history of citizenship and explains how it is undermined in America today by open borders, by identity politics, by the administrative state, and by globalization. Americans taking the course will gain a deeper insight about the connection between citizenship and freedom, an insight they can share with their family members, friends, and neighbors. Hillsdale's free online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach increasing millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. So sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by visiting charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today at charlieforhillsdale.com. Joining us now is the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. Ken, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're traveling, a lot happening right now in Texas. You were kind of the centerpiece of a lot of the election yesterday in Texas. Walk our national audience through that.
So it was a huge election for us. We were trying to change the Texas House because for the last 15 years, the Democrats have block voted, gone to whatever Republican would give them the most, and then they control the Texas House. So we were trying to take out the so-called Republican speaker, along with many of his cohorts who were helping him with this strategy. And then we were also trying to change the Court of Criminal Appeals, which doesn't sound like anything that anyone would care about, except in Texas, they struck down our ability, my ability to prosecute voter fraud, which has an impact on the entire nation. If I can't prosecute voter fraud, we're going to lose the state in a matter of years. And so we put three candidates up against the incumbents, and it was a very good night for us. We overwhelmingly won those three races, which is unusual because those incumbents have been in office between, I think it's 12 years and like 30 something years. So they'd been there a long time, and then we were able to hold on to John Devine in the Supreme Court, which is really important. We won 12 races that are new people for us that will take the place of incumbents, and then we have runoff in, I think it's about 12 other races. So it was really, I don't know of another night like this in Texas, since at least for literally decades. Maybe since, there may be one other example in the 70s, but nothing like this in decades.
So you talk specifically about Dade Phelan. He was the leader of that effort against you. He is now going to a runoff. This really is the people against the institutional money and the Bush Rove machine. Tell us more about it, Ken Paxton.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They spent millions, when I say they, it's Karl Rove and then a guy named Dick Weekly, who's head of a group called Texans for Lawsuit Reform that is funded by a lot of very wealthy people. And those guys put their money behind all these House incumbents who not only fought the border security issues that we're dealing with, not only fought me and my impeachment, but generally have been difficult on election integrity issues. And those are the people that funded Dade Phelan. I think he probably spent $2-3 million. And I think in most of these House races, they funded him with well over $1 million. My lawyer was actually one of the members that won last night. I think they spent $1.8 million to keep him out because he's so smart. They certainly didn't want him there challenging the things that they do on a regular basis in the Texas House. So it was an amazing night. And despite all the funding from the other side, I would guess we got spent 5-1. And yet we had tremendous success.
That is extraordinary. Talk about the kind of expansion or the changing of the Texas Republican Party. The beast is no longer in the cage. I mean that in the best possible way. There has been an effort by Rove and Bush to kind of keep the Texas Republicans to sit down and behave. But this is not just West Texas, though. This is all across the state. The America First, Texas First movement is ascendant. It is dominant. Texas is acting more and more like Texas, and the moderates are on the run. Tell us more about that.
No, that's absolutely right. And you can tell Donald Trump endorsed in 17 races. I think he won 13 last night. It's a pretty high percentage of races. And the Bushes and Karl Rove have run against people like me and funded races against me and others like me who are conservative for years. This is the first time we've actually had a well-organized and semi-funded campaign against some of their candidates who have basically signed up to help the Democrats help run the state.
It is it's an extraordinary metamorphosis. Let's now get down to some of the weeds of what you're working on. And congratulations on the triumph that occurred yesterday. The border. What is the latest in your fight? There was a new story that didn't get a lot of attention. Is it true that now Texas can arrest and detain illegals? There was a federal decision. Were you guys involved in that? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, but first, I just wanted to thank you for helping us on these, letting people know about these races. For example, the Court of Criminal Appeals, had you not covered it, and people like you, we would not have been able to expose people to who's running, because we had no money to support our statewide judges. So what going on your show and talking about it gave us the opportunity to get the word out. So I want to thank you for that. As far as that bill we passed, it was called SB4. And it was designed to allow us, since the federal government not only refuses to deport people, but encourages cartels to bring people here as fast as possible. This bill allowed us to deport people who crossed our Texas border immediately. And right now we won at the Fifth Circuit. They tried to enjoin us. The Biden administration tried to stop us from enforcing that because it went into effect March the 4th, I think. And we were successful all the way up to the Fifth Circuit, and we got an injunction stopping us. I think it was a 5-4 decision with Roberts and Barrett siding with the liberal judges. But we're going to continue to fight it. We think it's our only way to protect our border because we all know, the federal government is not going to protect the border. They're going to do everything they can to invite as many people in as possible. So it cannot be true that any state joined the union, including Texas, we would not have joined had we thought that the federal government could just say, well, if we don't protect you, you can't protect yourself. That cannot be the way this is set up, and it never was set up that way.
No, and so just so everyone understands, it's kind of a ping pong match going back and forth. It's like a legal tennis match. It's one judge says yes, and then another judge says no, and then it's now we're waiting for the Supreme Court. Is that fair to say, Ken? Because it's kind of hard to track. It's news cycle, this back and forth.
It is good. Yeah, it is hard to track, and partly because we have so many immigration cases. Yeah, so this one actually got to the Supreme Court on the injunction. It hasn't gotten there on the merits. So we're still in the fight trying to protect our border. We just don't have that in place right now, even though the law is in effect. We're having to wait to go through the trial process and the actual hearings to have the opportunity to actually keep people out of our state that aren't supposed to be here.
So what other cases, Attorney General Paxton, that you're working on that are top priority, election integrity, state sovereignty? Walk us through some of the other stuff that you're working through. And also reemphasize the Court of Criminal Appeals. Three judges, we say, as you said, got voted out. Kind of weave those two things together.
Yeah, so we had to sue a bunch of our school districts for electioneering. They're not allowed to use taxpayer dollars to fund candidates, and they were doing that. So we had like five or six lawsuits just in the last week over that. Our Pfizer lawsuit is on its way. So we think we're going to end up exposing the fact that that Pfizer was not truthful about the effectiveness of their vaccine or the side effects. We have a trial date set for our big Google case, which is an antitrust case trying to break them up because they're a monopoly in online advertising. And that one is a huge case for us. And then we have several other immigration cases related to buoys that we put up, related to our fences that we put up, and of course the one we talked about.
It is it's a remarkable caseload. We have your back, and they tried to take you out. Just can you recap how the last year has been, Attorney General Paxton? A year ago, you were fighting for your political life, and now you have the wind at your back, and the people that were trying to take you out had a very, very bad evening. Just kind of recap personally how the last year has been on you and your family.
Well, it was about a year ago in May that they suddenly announced that they were impeaching me. The three-day process, there were no witnesses, no due process, and it happened in a quick three-day period. I spent my whole summer trying to prepare, even though it was difficult since they never really told me what the issues were in very much detail. And then once we got through the impeachment and I was successful in overcoming that, I spent since September on the road recruiting people to run for judicial positions, recruiting people to run for the Texas House. And that's what I've spent my life doing until this, you know, yesterday. And now I'm working on runoff until the end of May. So that's been the focus. It's just change the Texas House, change the Court of Appeals. And of course, they're still coming after me legally. I have a trial coming up in April where they moved me out of my own Republican county to a Democratic county with Democratic judges and Democratic juries. It's all a scam, but that's how it works in Texas. And same thing's happening to Trump in New York and in Georgia and every other place that they're trying to convict him of a crime.
If President Trump offered you a cabinet position, would you potentially consider it or take it?
Oh, I'd absolutely. I mean, I don't know what he'd offer me, but I definitely consider. I have tremendous respect for him. He's been since I've got to know him within the first couple of months of his first administration. He's been nothing but generous to me, and I have tremendous respect for what he accomplished in my lifetime. No one's accomplished more as president in the first 4 years, and so. You know, if he asked, I'd definitely strongly consider anything he wanted me to do.
Very good. Attorney General Paxton, keep on suing and keep on winning. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for all your help. We appreciate it. It was very important.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Played a small part. Thank you. For years, I've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues, especially true if you're a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I want to tell you about how Turning Point Academy is working with the Herzog Foundation and how you at home can also benefit from it. They have an online publication called The Lion and also Making the Leap. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. Portions of The Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you in part by the Stanley M. Herzog Foundation. That is HerzogFoundation.com. We see the rioting. We see the looting. Petty theft is not even prosecuted. If it's under $1,000 in San Francisco, you can't walk Magnificent Mile in Chicago without seeing police car after police car parked outside of the top retail stores. But Congress is also stealing from you, and not just the taxes, not just inflation, but the debt and the deficit. I remain morally clear on this. It is one of the great failures of the modern political project that we have a $35 trillion debt. It's completely unnecessary. It is inexcusable. It is absolutely a choice that we will not live within your means. Since I turned 18, the national debt has increased by $20 trillion. We are adding $1 trillion to the national debt every 100 days. Both political parties are to blame for this. Joe Biden is a reckless and terrible spender, the worst in American history. But Republicans are no better with big war and big pharma and big ag. We need serious cuts, and this 1% stuff is not going to take it. Democrats have no concern about cutting spending. And quite honestly, this is not a political winner. Immigration, political winner. But cutting spending, the American people want nothing to do with it. There will be a reckoning. There very well might also be a strategy, or at least a shrugging of the shoulders, that if Donald Trump were to win, the Democrats won't be thrilled, but at least they'll say, well, he's got to deal with this. There is a cataclysmic economic apocalypse on the horizon. I just don't know the timing. The laws of economics, like the laws of gravity, can only be pushed up against so much. Eventually, what goes up must come down. $35 trillion that we do not have. $1 trillion every 100 days. America spent 200 years growing into the richest nation ever. We've taken half of a century squandering it. It is morally indescribable, but it's connected with the moral decay across our country. A country that doesn't protect kids from being transed, why would we protect our kids from not being debt slaves? Protecting children is no longer a core American value. It's not a core American value from having kids being groomed by a public school teacher, nor is it a core American value to make sure that we balance our budget in Congress every single year. The protection of children and the passing down of our values, people just kind of shrug their shoulders. Big spending Republicans and the entire Democrat Party, they want nothing to do with even getting close to balancing the budget. The ancients understood that debt turns people into slaves. This is why the Bible routinely promotes the forgiveness of debts. It's called the Year of Jubilee. In fact, it's one of the 613 laws of Judaism, is the forgiveness of debts after 50 years. The Bible warns on dozens of occasions how debt will crush you. If America is buried under infinite debts, we will no longer be a free country, period. We will not be able to act freely. Our debt holders will control us. You will be slaves to inflation. When I first started Turning Point USA, I warned about this. In fact, it was actually more popular to talk about the debt back in 2012. Nobody cares about it now. Nobody. I mean, you guys do, but I mean, nobody is that no more than 10 or 15% of the country is thinking about the debt. But there will be a reckoning. It is deteriorating our currency. It is ruining our purchasing power. I guess it's all fine if the stock market keeps on going up. Inflation is directly correlated to the fiscal and monetary decisions of politicians in Washington, D.C., specifically fiscal. They don't control monetary as much. And so we have a choice, and the choice that the Republican Party has made, and some Republicans are trying, and the choice that every Democrat has made is debt slaves for our kids. When you see a child, you should say, you're a debt slave. They will not inherit a freer country or a more prosperous country or a flourishing country if this continues. We're getting emails. Charlie, I apologize. My generation failed. It's almost too late. There's 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and we need some serious action. But currently, Congress wants nothing to do with it. We will borrow anywhere between $2.5 to $3 trillion this year. And they want nothing to do with balancing the budget or preserving a country for your kids or grandkids. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.